وسلم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الروح مع الروح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Today is almost the last day of our series, and it's not the last actually, because inshallah Saturday I will be with you as well. But Saturday I want to share one very beautiful hadith as a conclusion.
I don't have time. I have to pray and leave immediately.
Anyway, since Saturday, so there's no time Saturday. Inshallah, Saturday I will be here. Yes. So Saturday, inshallah, I have a special gift for you, being the last Sunday which day. Make sure, inshallah, you attend that one. You know, the gift that sheikhs they have is not coming from their pocket. It's coming from the heaven. It's more valuable, inshallah. Don't be too happy. Inshallah, you are too happy. Anyway, that's why I have taken the notes for the nawafil, to make sure, inshallah, that as the most important points about the nawafil of the daily prayers, we won't forget it, and I will review them, inshallah, with you. Inshallah, by the grace of God, you will be enticed this Ramadan to attend more of the nawafil of your daily prayers and protect your namaz, inshallah, more than before all of us. So I start from the very beginning of nawafil. So one couple of things before I go through the names of the nawafil. Remember that nawafil, according to the mashhur opinion of Fuqaha, they have a limited time. That's one of the beauties and benefits of nawafil. Those who are into nawafil yawmiyya, if they want to really do the nawafil, they have to pray on time. Like for example, today I can pray my Zohr and Asr prayer, especially Zohr prayer at 3 o'clock. Still it's adhan, it's not qadha. Yes, it's the sun still is in the sky. But if I'm late for my Zohr prayer until 2:30, maximum 3 o'clock, I have missed the nafilah of namaz Zohr. I can no longer do the nafilah. Nafilah has become qaza. I can do it, but it's qaza. It's better to do the namaz wajib and do the nafilah, qaza nafilah. So if you want to do the nafilah ada'an, not qaza'an, on its time, you are bound to pray on time. That's one of the wisdom of nafilah. Forces the musalli to pray on time. Especially, for example, nafilah maghrib. Nafilah, because namaz maghrib, the time of fazilah for it is very limited, and nafilah maghrib is immediately after namaz maghrib. If I'm late for namaz maghrib, for example, now here almost 5 to 7 is maghrib. Let's say if I pray my maghrib at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, still it's adha, it's not qaza, but I have lost the nafilah of it. So if you want to do the nafilah, you are bound to pray on time to be able to do the nafilah as well. This is one thing. The second is that nawafil, when we are traveling, the nawafil of the 4 rakat namaz will be dismissed. Like when you are traveling and you are praying qasr, your 4 rakat prayer is cut into short 2 rakat. There is no nawafil for namaz Zuhr, there is no nawafil for namaz Asr, there is no nawafil for namaz Isha. And it's very obvious, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His mercy, the wajib namaz even cut it short off to us. So the nafilah is also dismissed, remember that. So when you are going, for example, for ziyarat in Karbala or Najaf, if you are somewhere in less than 10 days, there is no nafilah namaz as well. Any namaz that you see, you cut it to 2, the nafilah is also dismissed. Inshallah, it's clear. Now we go through the names of the nafilah, starting from the beginning, for example, morning. Nafilah Subh is one of the most rewarding nawafil. There is an ayah, remember yesterday I said there were 17 ayah in the Quran about the nafilah, namaz al-shab and things like that. I'm sharing some of them with you today. In Surah At-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ. Part of the night, glorify God. This is interpreted according to Imam Rizal alayhi salam for namaz al-shab. Edbar al-Nujum is interpreted for Nafilah Namaz Subh. Edbar al-Nujum, it means that when the stars in the sky are disappearing. You know, because of it's going towards the day, the stars start disappearing. So this is the expression God is using in the Quran in Surah 2 for nafile namaz subh. Imam Reza alayhi salam, who knows about behind the scene of dunya, says rak'ata al-fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Two rak'at nafile subh for me is dearer than giving me the whole wealth of dunya. Imam Reza alayhi salam knows the reward of nafile and says two rak'at nafile namaz subh is worth for me. So if I miss a business, it doesn't bother me. I cannot afford missing nafile namaz subh. It is based on this hadith that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi in Tahrir al-Wasile, he says nafile namaz subh is more rewarding than namaz shab. How rewarding namaz shab is? Nafile namaz subh is more rewarding. Perhaps one of the wisdom of it is what I mentioned earlier, that nafile namaz subh protects your namaz subh, obligatory namaz, to do it on time. So it serves like this. Then we come to nafile namaz zuhr. Nafile namaz zuhr is known as salat al-awwabin. Yani once you, before namaz zuhr, you do the nafile namaz zuhr, which is 8 rak'at, your namaz zuhr will be elevated and will be registered for you as salat al-awwabin. Who are awwabin? Awwabin are introduced in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are those who return to God much. Anytime they sleep, make any mistake, they don't delay the repentance. Return to God, make a U-turn quickly. So Quran says وَإِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ. If you are righteous in your daily life, in the way that you live your normal life, if you are pious and righteous, and your namaz zuhr is associated with nafile namaz zuhr, you are one of the awwabin, that those who return to God much. فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives awwabin. So if you want to be resurrected among the awwabin, make it a habit that as much as possible you don't miss nafile namaz zuhr. And I explained about the timing of nafile namaz zuhr. No need to repeat. Alright, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. نَافِلَي نَمَازَ عَصْرٍ. نَافِلَي نَمَازَ عَصْرٍ, again I explained it, 4-2 rakat, 8 rakats. If you do namaz asr on time with the nafile namaz asr, your namaz asr will be elevated for you as salatul khashi'in, according to the words of Masumin alayhi salam. Salatul khashi'in, Suratul Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising khashi'in. Khashi'in are those that not only their body is humble before God when they pray, their heart is also humble. So khushu' it means humbleness of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek the help of salat and sabr, namaz and patience. And this, apparently namaz, is difficult, it's a burden, except for khashi'in. If you see, you find it a burden to stand on your feet to do this for a kat nafile, still you are not one of the khashi'in. If you have the motivation to do the nafile namaz ask, in addition to wajib namaz ask, inshallah God has opened your heart to be among the khashi'in. And your namaz ask will be elevated, will be registered for you as salatul khashi'in. Honestly, who doesn't want this? We come down to namaz al-maghrib. Namaz al-maghrib, salat al-maghrib is known as salat al-bakirin. If you couple it with the nafile of namaz al-maghrib, it will be registered for you as those who pray but are not heedless. That's one of the major issues. You know why? One of the two rakat nafile of namaz al-maghrib, long story short, without getting into those technicalities, I mentioned that nafile namaz al-maghrib is two rakat. One of these two rakat is namaz al-ghufayla, known as namaz al-ghufayla. Ghufayla means a small heedless. Now, namaz al-ghufayla actually is a medicine for heedlessness. Endeavor to do namaz al-ghufayla in your daily maghrib. To do it like this, after you finish namaz al-maghrib, two rakat nafile namaz al-maghrib, even without the second surah is fine. Ham, ruku, sujud, tashahud, bilas salam. The first surah of nafile maghrib is done. For the second nafile namaz maghrib, do salat al-ghufayla with the intention of nafile namaz maghrib. The first, in the first rakat, you know, after hamd, we have a dhanun, idhaha, wa muqadaba. This dhikr yunusiyya is one of the best adhkar for elevation. The urafa, they say that if you are acquainted with this dhikr yunusiyya, the veils, hijab of dunya will be removed from your eyes. Your inner senses within your ability will be activated. And the second eye, in the second rakat, that you know, ba'inda wa mafatih al-ghayb, in the qunut, beautiful qunut, you're familiar with namaz al-ghufayla. Once you are acquainted with this, your namaz al-maghrib will be packed, elevated, registered for you in heaven as salatul dhakirin, not ghafilin anymore. Ghafilin are those who just came bang, 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 terrible, they did namaz al-maghrib and disappeared. You don't want to do this. Allahu Akbar, there is a hadith that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that if you are acquainted to nafile namaz al-maghrib, it's every time you do nafile namaz al-maghrib, kutibat lahu hajjatun maqbura. It will be registered for you like as if he's been to Umrah. You cannot afford to go to Umrah. Are you interested to go to Umrah every night? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has promised you, you don't miss your nafile namaz al-maghrib, it will be registered every night for you, you have gone to Umrah. What a generous God we have, and how lazy we are really. Allahu Akbar. Okay, salam ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If it takes a bit longer today, please be patient. If you have to go, I don't mind. If anyone is in a rush to go, please by all means. Nafile namaz isha is known as salatu shakirin. If you associate Allahu Akbar, two rakat seated, how easy. Even kids, they can do it. While seated after namaz isha, two rakat seated quickly, namaz nafile wotere, remember the name of it is wotere, small one. If you are acquainted with that, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that your namaz isha will be packed, registered for you in the heaven as salatu shakirin. Those who are grateful to God, their namaz. And then Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam goes to say, man kana yu'minu billah wal yawm al-akhir, fala yabitanna illa bibad. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day, Baba, this wotere, make sure you don't go to bed unless you have done your wotere. Such a simple namaz. Who can say, I don't have time for it? Who can say, it's difficult, I cannot, oh, I'm tired, I cannot stand on my feet? God says, you don't even have to stand on your feet. Seated, two rakat seated. So Imam Baqir says, if you truly believe in Allah on the last day, the day of judgment, make sure that you don't go to bed unless you have already done your namaz wotere. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, those who are strained in their business and they are looking for an opportunity to boost their business, nafile namaz isha, one of these worldly benefits is majlabatun rizq. It's subhanallah, it's improving your sustenance in dunya. And then finally, namaz shab, that needs, really, that's an ocean. Namaz shab, definitely, if every day of the month of Ramadan, I could talk to you about namaz shab, still, we wouldn't have enough time. One quick thing I mentioned, we explained about how to do namaz shab. If you want to do namaz shab and these namafil in a sustainable way, you need to put a program for yourself. The program is the following. Don't go cold turkey. Are you familiar with this expression? Cold turkey in English, it means that if somebody wants to become an ayatollah over the night, they exhaust themselves, they burn their muscles. You go to the gym and the first day you want to become an athlete. It doesn't work like this. You have to go slowly, bit by bit. This is the namafil. But as a beginner, as a mature beginner, start with the wotere, the two rakat seated. For example, moms, they can encourage their kids to do only the wotere. Mom, only do the wotere, nothing more. Do this for a while until it becomes part of your habit. And then add to it, The same for namaz shab. Don't go if you are a beginner with the 11 rakat. Start with the last rakat, one rakat. Easy, just before your nafile namaz is over. Then add the shaf as well. Then slowly, until maybe it takes a couple of years. That's why I hear from some brothers and sisters, they say, oh, I started namaz shaf, I was doing namaz shaf for a while, and then I couldn't continue, because you didn't do it in the right way. do it slowly but surely, and slowly, slowly, as you feel more desired for it, add to it. One day you are not in the mood, one night you are too tired, you cannot do namaz shab, that's fine, it's not wajib. Don't make it that pray the mustahabat in a way to enjoy it, remember that. One hadith only to conclude about the benefit of 70 times istighfar. You know, one of the most important part of namaz shab. In namaz shab, the qunut is in the last rakat, in the 11th rakat, namaz ba'd. Previous ones, there is no qunut for them. So in the qunut, there is a famous saying that you pray for 40 more minutes. I haven't seen any hadith and I haven't seen any scholar recommending it, but it's good if you want to do it. The riwayat says that you do the dua for the mu'minin in the position of the sajda. But in the qunut, the most important part of it is 70 times istighfar. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Now look at what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said. Imam Sadiq says, man qala fi watrihi astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh 70 marrah. Whoever in the qunut of namaz wajr 70 times says this istighfar, pay attention to the warning. Wa wadaba ala zalik. And he, that becomes his or her habit, not one off time. That's part of the lifestyle. Hatta tamdi sana. The minimum requirement to become part of your lifestyle, in so many riwayat here also Imam Sadiq says, is you have to do it for 1 year. Like prepare yourself in Laylatul Qadr, commit yourself, Ya Allah, from this Laylatul Qadr until next Laylatul Qadr, I want to make sure I don't miss my namaz ba'd, and I don't want to miss the 70 times astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Only namaz ba'd, one rakat only, it's not good. But make a vow or promise yourself to stick to it and doing it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَوَجَبَدْ لَهُ الْمَغْفَرَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَدْ. You will be registered among those that on the judgment day, you will be resurrected among الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Let me tell you the background of it. There is an ayah in Surah Al-Imran, ayah number 17, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising and promising maqam rizwan, the status of pleasure, which is beyond hurul in, palaces, rivers, and things like that. It's a very lofty status in paradise, known as maqam rizwan, the status of the pleasure of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have reserved that for a special servants of mine, that they have certain criteria. One of them is وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Read it later on, Surah Al-Imran, ayah 17. They are the ones that in dunya, in the wajh of their namaz, they are seeking Allah's forgiveness at sahar, at that dawn, at that beautiful time. If at least you make this a habit for yourself one calendar year, inshallah on the day of judgment, you enjoy maqam rizwan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to practice, inshallah. We learn the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. I want to ask that, you know, there are different like different apps have different ways of reciting the mashab. They have different recommendations of which duas. So where can we get the correct like recommendations, duas, and the, like, you know, way to recite the mashab properly?
Any particular dua you're talking about?
Like for example, you just mentioned that the 40 mu'minin to recite, you have not heard it. But most applications and even like, you know, small cards have that there. So where is the correct place to get the, you know, the word to recite in Namaz Shab and all that?
Yeah, the best source for you is Risale Amali of your Maraji and some reliable books. The app, you have to see the source of that app. If the source of the app is coming from a reliable source, that's fine. Otherwise, just because of Facebook or app and things like that, I don't get my information from such sources. To be honest with you, even with all respect to the sources, I always, because today, alhamdulillah, we have access to that. I go to, for my research, I usually go to the earlier sources, because secondary and third and fourth sources, they are all taking me the previous one. Since I can access the original sources, I always go to the original sources. And as much as I research on this issue before, not now, I could not come across any hadith from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt to have recommended that in the namaz, in the qunut of namaz ba'd, it is recommended to pray for 40 mu'minin. Not that it is wrong to do that, that's fine, but the instruction is not given in the riwayat. On the contrary, the Ruwayat says that in the position of sejdeh, after you finish your namaz, in the position of sejdeh, it's good to pray for mu'mineen, especially if you have 40 mu'min. And the calculation of the 40 mu'min, you don't have to mention 40 names. You can say, for example, Hajjiyaz family, Hajjiyaz and family, already covers how many family? Maybe half of the 40 is covered. That is fine. And even if it's more than 40, it's all right.
And the 300 times Al-Af is?
That is mentioned, yes. 300 times Al-Af. There are more details about it. I mentioned the minimum. I remember I didn't want to make it to be too difficult. That was the bare minimum, that 70 times Astaghfirullah about you. That's fine. Please, again, don't get me wrong. It's astaghfirullah, not haram if you pray for 40 moments in the qunut. But there is no hadith for it. That's what I was saying.
And the dua, la ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim, that's correct?
Very good. Yes, of course. Very good. For qunut. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.